Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, we talked enough about the draft. All right, I've given you an hour on it. That's all you can really hope to get from me on
so
this
one. Sorry.
I'm sorry for 2004. Ruben Studdard. Round of applause for Ruben Studdard, please, Brad. I don't know where he is, but
still out here.
One of the best. We were very excited in the Martin household when he beat Clay Aiken in that final of American Idol.
Clay is like the Dr. Pepper dude now.
Is he?
Yeah, that little thing that...
That's him?
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, the sweet one!
Exactly.
Now, you ain't got to call Clay Aiken the sweet one, bro.
That's what he became, the sweet one.
He always was the sweet one, though, I thought.
Not in that form.
Okay, just...
a little man.
In life. Gotcha.
Because you know he's tiny.
Gotcha. I think when the Bears...
He falls in the laundry
the field
and stuff.
For the first time, they should have Clay Aiken sing...
Would you take that role?
The Dr. Pepper role?
As the sweet one.
Nah.
Exactly.
This is not a fit for me. You know? Is this it?
Is this the sweet one?
I was doing some Studdard.
Oh, this is the Ruben Studdard. Yeah.
Yeah, this was his banger from back in 2004.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't the biggest Ruben fan, but I always respected him a great deal.
I mean, you gotta think about it. This is a ballad. This is a power ballad.
It's like a Mr. This is what y'all slow dance to? It's a sock hop?
Drop the ball. Damn, I'm sorry.
No, this was a hit. This was probably his best jam.
It was his only, dude.
Yeah, slow jam. Yeah, it was good.
I mean, he had more hits.
Yeah, you didn't think I had that in my Rolodex, bro. When the Raiders submit a pick, what do they say to their fans?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what they should say. Goodell should preemptively apologize.
Ruben could sing.
Before we
could.
Pick for the Raiders, let's bring up to the stage Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, and they just says, damn, I'm sorry. Yeah, or right after, you know.
Oh, God.
But you were speaking of sorry. The Los Angeles Lakers.
Sorry, son. Right.
Damn, they're sorry.
Woof.
And I ain't gonna mess them no more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna mess them no more. They have the distinction now of having lost, 11 in a row?
Yes.
11 in a row to the Denver Nuggets. They closed, Jason.
It's too painful. It's painful.
As two-point favorites to the Lakers. So it had gotten out.
Again, you figured
even
they're going to be their final shot, and it'd be a solid one.
That's right.
Even I picked that game right.
Home.
Even Brad picked that game right. That's how you know it's bad.
Yep.
But even after a furious start, you would say, I mean, the Lakers got out to the start. They were up 8-0, right? I mean, they got out to the lead that you wanted to see. They were, you know.
They've been slow starting pretty much all series.
Yes, yes. And then, you know, they had a 12-point lead, a 13-point lead. Then it sort of slowly started whittling away. Next thing you know, Gordon hits that putback at the buzzer in the first half, and it's a 4-point game going into the second half, and everybody's sort of starting to feel the same way. Charles on the halftime shows, I don't like the way the Lakers look. The market was hammering the Nuggets. I was watching the screen, bro. They were hammering the Nuggets second half. And everybody kind of had the same thought that this is going to be, oh, look, the Lakers are up double digits. Oh, look, the Lakers are up at half. Haven't seen this before. And they got their ass kicked in the third quarter. By the end of the third quarter, they were down you know, 8-10, and you really didn't think there was much doubt. The Lakers just, they don't have any fight. That's their problem. They don't have dudes that when it's going poorly will say, hey, enough, let's get our heads up and let's get out of this. Because it ain't LeBron, right? It's just not him. He can't do it. He can't drag you out of that situation anymore at 40 years old. We know AD ain't going to do it. He's made of glass, right? He's just not going to do that. D'Lo, basically Antonio Browned it. I mean, all but Antonio Browned it, sitting at the end of the bench during the huddle. And then you're talking about Reeves and Rui. And
I mean, he did that on an 0-for-7 shooting performance, 0 points. Don't act like them folks are doing you wrong.
Exactly.
You're being paid to perform. You've 100%. Had one decent game this series. So what could they have possibly done?
I have no idea.
To offend you, where you go into a shell like that. Man, and to do it on a LeBron team? Like, to sit outside the huddle like that? It could be career death for him in terms of being on a contender.
Well, dude, there's absolutely no way I would ever.
Career killer.
He would never come close to my team.
Again, that's what I'm saying. If you have a team that wants to win, why would you look at D'Angelo Russell and say he can help me, especially
right.
when you see a situation like that where the going gets tough for him, he sits it out pretty much.
Yeah.
There's some childlike behavior from him. No question about it. Michael Porter and Aaron Gordon are killing them too. That's the other thing. It's not just Jokic. And then with Jokic, it's like you said, I mean, the Lakers run off early yesterday, but that's really how the whole series has been. Denver has started slow. And what it has reminded me of is the old Friday the 13th movies, old Camp Crystal Lake and Jason Voorhees. It didn't matter how fast you ran in that damn forest. Once you turned around, Jason, who when you looked behind you was walking, is right there in front of you. That's what Jokic is. That's what this Denver team is to the Lakers. No matter how far they run off, when they look up, they're right there to stab the knife in you because they own you at this point. They're in your head. I mean, they've rented space in your head. And so, it's, you know, you could just tell by the body language and everything else. The Lakers feel like, and especially LeBron AD, because, yeah, I mean, we could call AD glass, but this year, he's put it down. He's been out there. He's made himself available. And last night, he's given you everything he's got. What is it, 33-15? You know, they are getting nothing from what was supposed to be a roster that we're going to stick with some guys who helped us the year before. Getting nothing from them. Absent D'Angelo quitting on you.
Yep.
LeBron and AD can't, but what you sensed is they now know that no matter what you and I both do,
yep.
LeBron and AD, we can't win this series because we don't have enough. Gordon's too confident against us. Porter's too confident against us. That's not even a bring into the equation what Murray and Jokic are doing. So it is ownership, like Green Bay over Chicago with Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah.
Again, that was a nasty scene watching that end and those Lakers fans. It was dead silence up in there.
Correct.
They realizing, let's be real, they need to blow it up.
Yeah. Where does it go?
Time is over.
What do you do with LeBron?
And maybe Genie will look back on this and say going after LeBron and getting him and everything, bringing him out to Hollywood like he wanted. It did net me a title. You know, I got a COVID title.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to get more than that. And Frank, you know, the way it's been running to the ground here, it's an embarrassment. Those fans were embarrassed. I'm sure she was embarrassed last night getting run off the floor, losing to them for, the 11th, 12th straight time. It's ridiculous.
It is. So, yeah, you're going into an offseason, and, you know, whether you extend this to 5 games or not, you're going into an offseason of immense uncertainty. I mean, LeBron, you know, he's just not equipped to play huge minutes at a
– Two people can't. Win a title. Those two guys can't win a title on their own. They can't get out of the
not
first round against Denver. Not now.
I mean, LeBron could have done that in 2008.
Right. Those days are done.
But, yeah, like, it's just not – you can't ask LeBron to be – you know, I mean, honestly, like, LeBron needs to be – LeBron really needs to be, like, your 2B. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to have a 1, then you need to have a 2A and a 2B, and LeBron be your 2B. He can't be – you know, 1B anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's great. Like, he's still a very good player, but he is so reliant on the whistle or his three. You know, obviously he can still play make and he still has great vision and is one of the best passers we've ever seen. But, you know, you asking that man to play both ends at a high level for big minutes and, you know, at 40, like, you're not going to get that. you're just not going to get that. Not even win a title. So he needs to be a guy that can play 32 minutes a game. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. Like, he's just not that. He's not able to do it from a physical standpoint anymore.
No, he wasn't supposed to.
Exactly.
You were supposed to have a roster.
I agree.
You got Hachimura, 5 points. D'Angelo going scoreless. That's two starters for you. To reimprint your, you know, him and Dinwiddie, 8-7 off the bench. That's it. Remember Gabe Vincent? You brought him up the other day. Great with Spoelstra.
Yep.
Nothing with them in 20 minutes last night.
Right?
4 points. And so it was never supposed to be about LeBron. He's just supposed to, him and AD, get you over the hump in the clutch, but this roster was supposed to get them through the regular season, certainly in a better position than they ended up being in the play-in, and then providing more than they are. Yes, you're right. At this age, man, you cannot have so much on him and on AD and plan to compete in this improved West. And, I mean, Denver's ending it. There's no question about that.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of
they can talk themselves into running it back with those two if they want to next year. But if it's the same roster around them,
yeah,
and get the same results.
And the truth is like honestly, it's just the Nuggets making shots. Like it's very basic. It's one on one shots going in against a mediocre defense, right? I mean, that's what it came down to. Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. last night. I mean, they were just making contested shots over defenders that, you know, couldn't get the job done.
Well, I just realized, I think back in the day, I dreamed up a scenario that Anthony Davis would finish his career as Chicago Bulls.
You did. And you had LeBron with the Grizz.
I don't think I said that.
I think you did.
No, my big one was Davis to the Bulls.
I know, but you did have LeBron being courted to the Grizz by Ja, I think.
No, I didn't. Maybe I had Thad.
But bro, Thad, you didn't.
Finish his career as a Grizz.
That would not have
Again,
been
try, stop trying to take away from something I called.
I'm just saying, LeBron was
going to something that I'm clearly going to miss on.
A thing.
I mean, I don't even remember saying that.
Well,
and you make up stuff about basketball and players all the time.
That is true. I think this one I'm right on, though. I think you did. You got to wear this one, too.
So if you're LA, what, you just commit to AD?
I don't know what the hell you do, bro.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what you do.
You married to the end of LeBron's career?
What
they need to do is blow the whole thing up. And again, while AD's maybe still got some value, I don't know. But you can't. This is going nowhere.
I mean, yeah, LeBron, did they, what's the status of their situation? Is he a free agent?
No, LeBron re-upped, didn't he?
No, he may opt out. He's got a 51.4 player option. So, that's something. I mean.
You going to opt out of 50-something million?
No, he's not. He's going to take that, but still, it's like.
Correct.
You know, he's going to put pressure on the Lakers to do something. Everybody thinks they're going to go get Trae Young. That's what everybody says. And it's like, bro, it's like, what's
that
the difference?
That will make them worse.
D'Angelo Russell with worse hair. That's what you're getting. That's
well,
Trae Young.
You get more points and assists, but you don't get more winning.
It's the same player to me. Neither one of them dudes can guard. Both of them, you know, I mean, Trae Young got to the Eastern Conference Finals. So he's a slightly better teammate than D'Angelo, but it's like, it ain't going to be like, watch out for the Lakers, LeBron and Trae Young. Whew. This pair. You know, I don't think that takes LeBron to 2B.
AD's got two more at 54 and 58 and then has a player option 27-28 for 62.
I mean, AD ain't the problem to me. AD's fine. AD's a good player.
But it's not until this year that you could say, well, he's always available.
Correct. But he was available.
For all this money.
He was available, though.
I mean, he's a better choice to stick with, I would say, at this point than LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, again, Anthony Davis.
But they will try the two of them again, like you said, with some
quote-unquote
major addition. After they've cleaned out some of the junk to bring him on,
yeah.
If it's a trade or whatever. But it won't go anywhere.
The issue is they're going to be giving away so much to compete, right, to get Trae Young or whoever it is, that when LeBron is done and Anthony Davis' contract is up, they're going to have nothing,
bro. That's why I should have gotten off earlier.
Dude, the Lakers are going to be in hell. For a long time. I mean, they're going to be over the salary cap to field a good roster at the very least.
You're killing Genie.
Yeah. I mean, dude,
killing everything Dad built.
Now, I'm not saying that it's the wrong decision, right, to have gone all in on LeBron and Anthony Davis. Like,
got you one.
But you would definitely say it was not worth it. You would definitely say one championship.
I mean, one title for the Lakers is nothing.
Exactly.
And the race with Boston for the 18-19, whatever, that's one. That's nothing.
It's been embarrassing more than it's been good. If you're, you know, for being honest. Didn't the Lakers lose in the play-in one year? or did they have they always come out of the play-in?
Seems like they've come out. They had the it was Golden State that was winless in the play-in.
Who they lost to the Suns, right? They lost to the Suns in that series. That's who it was. They lost to the Suns in one series. The first year LeBron got there, they didn't make the playoffs. He was hurt. He ended up getting shut down.
That didn't count.
COVID happened. They won the title in the bubble, you know. I mean, they did win a title, so you got to give them that. But then they got swept. They lost to the Suns. Then they got swept by the Nuggets. And then they're getting swept by the Nuggets again. You know, I mean, it's just not good enough. You'd say it's not good enough. You know, the Nuggets are nowhere near that spend, nowhere near that hampered in terms of flexibility in the future. And they've done more than you have, you know? I mean, I think that's
again, Jokic has a supporting cast.
He does. And it's not like, it's not off the charts.
Dude, Aaron Gordon is playing fantastic.
No, it's good. I mean, it's good.
Michael Porter's hitting everything on
these
dudes.
The Lakers should be able to field a roster that's as good as the Nuggets, right? I mean, they should be able to have
I think that's the issue is you've come on with some parts that aren't, you know, you've had to settle on some things because you are so invested in AD and LeBron. There's only so much you can do with the rest of it. And they're pretty, you know, I mean, they're pretty maxed out in terms of what they've given out. And in those decisions, they've made poor ones.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys like D'Angelo Russell, who have been inconsistent, and especially in the postseason, their whole careers.
Yeah.
And you wonder why three of four games that you've played, he's been terrible.
Well, the biggest difference is Denver drafted those guys.
It could have worked better, yeah. Maybe if you put it together a little better. But, yes, that's why Denver has a great advantage on you. Oh, and not to mention that the Aaron Gordon trade was a sneaky one that nobody talks enough about.
It was a good one.
It was fantastic for them.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
it may produce two titles.
No, I agree.
Helped produce two
titles,
obviously.
But you know what? The biggest thing is they drafted Jokic, they drafted Porter, they drafted Murray. Right?
Yeah.
And they added around their pieces that they got in the draft, but they had the bird rights on, right? And that's the construction of the roster. Yeah, that's what the Grizz are trying to do here. That's what they're trying to emulate is, okay, Jaren, Ja, Desmond Bane, very similar, you know, in terms of, okay, thank you, man.
That's how Golden State did it.
Yeah.
Even before they brought KD in.
You know, you bring in Marcus Smart, hopefully he can stay healthy, and then you go get a five, you know? Or whatever, and you.
And the beauty of it is, even if Marcus Smart is not the guy for the gig, you have other wing options now, and Vince Williams and Gigi.
Yep,
like that's the thing about Marcus Smart.
Yeah,
you don't have to just force him down our throats all season long.
No, you don't.
It's not working, and you've got some other options that you found this year.
No, that's 100% true.
So it's all about the five.
Yes,
it's all about that center you got to go get.
Yeah, but look, it's a lesson to the world that. You draft well, you're going to be in a better spot every time, as opposed to trying to buy a team.
Well, also that the old heads are done, whether it's Phoenix with Durant and LeBron.
Well, we're not.
Those days are mostly done, bro. In the situations they're currently in, pass it over to the young dudes. That's what we're seeing, passing of the torch.
Pass it on over to Luka.
100% happening.
Pass it all over to Luka.
He's one of the ones going to be getting it.
Well, he's the one. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if you saw some of the shots he was making the other night. Maybe you'll tune in tonight for more.
Not impressed as much by the shots because he's a crazy shot maker, one of the best in the world. It's the defense he's playing now. This dude's bought in on the defensive end. Jason Kidd convinced him to play some defense.
This is good.
To expend more energy on that end. That's what I'm most impressed by. I didn't think he had it in him, big boy.
I'm glad to hear this from you.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy. And
how awesome is that he doesn't have to worry about conditioning? That's how good he is.
A natural athlete.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. I mean, if that
now playing on both ends of the floor, it's impressive.
It's good to see that he has convinced you. It's good to see that.
I want an American face. I respect Luka, but I want American faces of the league. And that's why it's on Ant and it's on Ja and these guys to come up.
And Ja, for sure. Ant-Man and Ja. I mean, Ja, to me, can overtake Tatum because Tatum is not marketable. And also, Tatum doesn't have that dog in him. Ja got that dog in him. So he can absolutely be one of the Mount Rushmore, of American faces in the NBA.
And it's a question I struggle with. I don't understand why Tatum isn't more marketable. The man is handsome. He's got the good hair. He looks good. I mean, he's got everything you want. But it doesn't. It doesn't come across. You see in the financial commercial, he's talking about his mom and the story. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the bass in his voice that it doesn't go up and down. He's so monotone, like Scottie
Ben
Pippen.
Stein.
But he doesn't. It doesn't come across. So I don't want to go buy it because because it's Jason Tatum.
He's like the J. Cole of the NBA.
Yeah, LeBron and them. You see Anthony Edwards on this new Sprite commercial. These guys have got it. Ja Morant, when you see him in commercials, he got it. Why does Jason Tatum not have it? Is it personality?
He's not much of a personality.
We miss some personality.
Like, there's no, like...
And some dog.
Yeah.
But when it comes to this brand thing, it's personality. With Tatum, I don't understand. You should be more outgoing, bro. You handsome. You got a good-looking kid. Yeah. Life's good.
Yes. Like, the most interesting thing about Jason Tatum is his three-year-old son. You know, that, not to say that's not interesting, but, you know, yeah. Like, Steph is pretty boring, honestly, because he's... You know, the whole, you know, varied with kids. But
no, because you see the emotion on the floor.
Well, that
whether he's doing the shakeups
that's
now.
True.
Literally, when he got that's mad true. At Draymond getting kicked out of Orlando, like, you,
the
he's kicking chairs.
The mouthpiece thing.
Exactly. Like you say,
but
he's boring.
But he also makes,
consistency,
like,
but.
Moon balls, right? Like, that. I was going to say, that differentiates him, right? He was shooting moon balls that we had never, you know, seen. And he's also, like, he's relatable because he's not that big.
1,000%.
You know, Jason Tatum's huge. He's like 6'7", 6'8".
I want more from him. I need more from him. I want it for him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. So your Mount Rushmore of American faces of the NBA once the old guard is gone. It's going to be Ant-Man. It's going to be Ja. It's going to be Cooper Flagg. It's going to be Wembanyama. There you go.
No, we were doing American faces.
Sorry.
You came up short. I have to try to do force Wimby on this.
He can't play for the U.S.? We can't have him?
No, he's not going to play for the U.S. He's going to play for France.
Okay,
like
my
he's
bad,
been
bro.
Doing, especially if they need him because Embiid refuses.
So Ant-Man, Ja, Cooper Flagg for sure.
Now, Cooper got way more to do. It's funny that after Ant-Man, I mean, you wouldn't put him on there, but dude's cold, Halliburton.
Oh, no, can't be him.
He's not. I wouldn't put him up there yet. But, hell, he's done more than Ja the past year and a half.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Ant-Man, okay, so the Mount Rushmore's four presidents, right?
That's crazy. Yeah, it's four.
Ant-Man, Ja.
That's crazy. We can't come up with American faces. Like
people who can.
That we're not over.
Players who will carry viewership.
I mean, he's good enough to do it. He puts up the numbers, but he's boring, too, because he doesn't have much personality. Brunson.
Yeah.
It's sad, ain't it?
Yeah, he needs to be a little bigger, it feels like, you know? Kind of feel like his size kind of works against him.
You still got to have LeBron on that thing.
You do, man. You got to have LeBron.
Can we put Devin Booker up there? No, because of the postseason failures. He hasn't elevated.
Yeah, man.
I'd love to put Devin Booker up there because he's a stud.
He's not above the rim enough, I think, too. Like, I think that kind of hurts his marketability. Like, he's an unbelievable jump shooter.
Got a good-looking shoe. It's just not... It's not popping.
I think we're hurting, dude. We're hurting.
American faces, we are hurting. That's why the NBA needs Ja Morant.
And if we had this conversation somewhere else, right? If it was the radio station in Indianapolis, they would be rejecting Ja because of his off the court stuff.
Well, we're only putting him up there because of what we believe he can be.
But I mean, he's got that, bro. He's got the swag. He's got the shoe. He's got the game.
We as long as he's out there, yes, it comes out. He is.
Yeah.
As long as he's out there.
But
yes, those arguing that he does, he's not out there, they have a fair case right now.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, Anthony Edwards passed him. And it's not just because he's out there and Ja's not. Anthony's playing on both ends of the floor. You know, something he's affecting games defensively, something that Ja has not gotten to yet. He's a two-way stud.
Right.
And so rightfully so, he has passed him.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, like, the, you know, I have all the NBA teams in front of me, and I don't know, like, there's nobody in OKC, right? I mean, you wouldn't say Chet Holmgren.
Oh, I would not.
But he is a beast. He's just not somebody you're going to tune in to watch necessarily. He is a monster, though. Nobody with the Clippers, Kings, no.
I mean, De'Aaron, again, boring.
No, he's out. He's on his way out. He's on the back end of his career.
Stop.
I mean, you would have hoped it would be Zion.
Yeah.
But he can't stay healthy enough. So, I mean, we have two spots. Paolo is not going to be a guy that gets viewership. He's a good player, but he's not going to have people saying, oh, I got to watch this game on Tuesday night. Paolo's playing. That's, you know.
Trae Young doesn't do it.
Nope. So there's an opportunity for this next, you know, this incoming draft class, the next incoming draft class.
Well, really, it's still just what it tells you, too, is it's still all there for Ja just to take it, you know.
I mean, damn near have to put Halliburton on the thing right now, bro, just by default.
Mm-hmm.
So I will give you Halliburton.
Halliburton's in the Olympics, man. We're playing with the big
I will
group.
Give you Halliburton.
I mean, he's definitely over. I'd have him over Brunson.
Let me ask you a controversial one.
Because he's got some personality, too.
How about a controversial one, but I want you to really think about it. Maxie.
I like Maxie. I don't like the, what's his shoe company?
Anta, is that it?
Is that who he's with?
Is it the
I have to check, but it's not one of the, it's
is it
not
Asian?
Nike. It's not Nike.
New Balance? I don't know.
I want to tell you.
New Balance.
He's in the New Balance commercial.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I bought 20 pairs.
Could it be Maxey? Could he be a face?
Yeah.
He scores the ball enough.
Yeah.
And he's a friggin' lightning bug out there, bro.
He's got great personality, too. He's like a fun kid.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think Maxey's I would say.
That's a sleeper.
I would say right now I would feel most comfortable with again, next generation, not old guard, Ja, Ant-Man, Halliburton, Maxey.
Jake likes Maxey a lot.
Yeah.
He's fun. You know, he's not flashy, but he's pretty fun.
I mean, his speed is
deadly. He's pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean.
I got one for you. GG, MF yeah. and Jackson.
Yes.
That's the next generation.
Yes, yes, yes. Good job, Jason. I love it. He's fun.
I don't think we can have two Grizz on the Mount Rushmore.
I'm just saying, he's going to be coming.
Yeah, he's probably, you know, in terms of being in this conversation 2 years away from being 2 years away.
I'm coming.
But, he is. But, you know, I think it's not a bad, you know,
it's good
forecast, maybe.
It's good.
You know, but I'd like to see him in a competitive, meaningful game first. That would be the first step. We have yet to see that.
I've also decided during this I don't want Anthony Davis to finish his career as a Bull.
Okay,
he's too old. He's going to be too old.
Gotcha.
For all that money, he's going to be 32, 33, 34 over these next 3 years of his contract. What's he going to be after that? Nothing.
Right.
That's not what we need.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But yeah, it's an interesting discussion right now on American basketball after the old guard leaves. I do think it will be a transition period for the NBA. You know, I think that's why they're trying to get away from traditional television. I don't know if you've seen that news. They're trying to get on streaming.
Free.
They're trying to get on Amazon. They're trying to get on, you know, I think they're trying to get away from the traditional media because they know that once this particular iteration of NBA player does retire, which includes several greats all time, that there will be a dip, you know, in the audience. Because, I mean, we want Americans, right? I mean, Europeans add a ton to the game. Three of them. I mean, Giannis, Luka, you know, Wimby, Jokic. Yeah. I mean, they add a great deal to the game. But in the end, we want Americans. That's the truth. So you can say it's a global game all you want, and it is. You know, then we'll all be watching the Olympics. Y'all know I was locked in the World Cup, but we want to root for our own, you know? And so we need to, and that's why Silver said, y'all got to get away from AAU, man. It's killing y'all's habits when y'all come to the league. I think, I don't know if it's AAU so much as it is like all these fake skill trainers that pop up and, you know, want to put videos on Instagram, you know, even though the best they ever did was play D3 college. Like, come on, bro. We don't believe you. Stop that. Stop that. And implementing bad habits with these kids. You know what I'm saying? Too much individual, not enough team ball. Give me some team ball.
I had LaMelo offered up.
No.
Can't stay on the floor.
Yeah, dude. LaMelo, I mean.
His shoes go. Kids love his shoes.
In theory, he could have been, but he plays
you
for.
You have to stay on the floor.
Terrible franchise.
Yeah, the losing doesn't help him.
Yeah.
He's got some flash to him, though.
He does.
But it's the other components right now.
He does. Anybody in Houston?
Losing and durability.
No, I guess not. No, nobody in Houston.
Jalen's got a little bit of
pizzazz. Okay.
He does.
He does, yeah.
And he's got a commercial.
If they started winning, he's got the look for sure.
And they will, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be that. He's kind of in the max category.
He looks like a young Michael Jackson. Like early Michael Jackson, black Michael Jackson.
Like if Jalen Green in the
70s Michael Jackson.
And the Rockets were winning as much as the 76ers, for example. You know?
And he, dude, when he dunks, like people,
it's violent. It's emphatic.
That's the word. It's violent.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
And that sells.
Would have been Memphis Tiger.
Dude is coming into his own.
Yeah, he is. And we don't know. We're not watching it because we're not watching Rockets basketball. But, you know, once they get Dylan Brooks up out of there and let Jalen take off, you know, I could see it. I think he's a good call out. He's still young enough, you know?
1,000%. He's all about the culture, too. And dresses, you know, pretty flashy.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Dude's got it.
Yeah, that's what they call him.
Yeah, he could be one.
Yeah, he could.
Definitely needs to be on the list.
Yeah, he's definitely in the list of candidates for sure. Anyway, Lakers lay down last night. They're down 3-0. This is probably going to be a sweep.
Next story.
What do we think of the Knicks 76ers series after the 76ers last night win 125-114? We touched on it. Joel Embiid, 50 points last night in an unbelievable performance, after which he tells us that he's playing through Bell's palsy, a condition that has affected the left side of his face. He said he thinks it started a day or two before the Miami game in that play-in tournament. Migraines, thought it was nothing. It's pretty annoying, you know, with the left side of my face, my mouth, and my eyes. So, yeah, it's been tough. He has looked strange in terms of some of the body language. You know, even after going down 0-2 when he's at the locker room, he's telling us the 76ers are the better team, still going to win the series, but his head was down. And you just wonder now, looking back on that, you know, he had his face down. He wasn't even looking at the cameras.
Yep.
And you wonder now, looking back on it, was he in some pain then? Was the face bothering him then? I give him all the credit in the world for battling through and giving Philly the kind of performance he did last night, 50 points. All that said, I would still say, the play on Mitchell Robinson, where he's been pushed down, Joel Embiid, who does spend a lot of time on the floor, and Mitchell Robinson's going up with the ball, and he grabs his legs and around his knee area and pulls him back down.
Right.
And then, after he pulls Mitchell Robinson down, he pushes him up off of him.
Yep.
You know, over to the ground, rolling him up off of him. And so, how he didn't get a flagrant two and thrown out, I don't understand. Because, again, if Draymond or somebody like that did that, we'd be going nuts.
Yep.
And should rightfully have been thrown out. Embiid, I thought, should have been. Again, you're back in, you know, you're in Philly. You know, what are you going to do that? Probably not. If you're those refs, you don't want to get into be the guy that threw out the stud, the home stud at the home crowd. But he absolutely deserved it. He could have hurt Mitchell Robinson,
who's already
coming back from injury this season.
It was dirty.
Could have easily hurt him. It was a dirty play by a guy who's been an absolute stud, a workman in these playoffs.
And the reality is, anybody else would have been thrown out.
And we've discussed this many a time. You can make a dirty play and still not be a dirty player.
Correct.
Dirty players make dirty plays.
Yep.
You don't have to necessarily be labeled as dirty if you make a dirty play. You know, if it's you know, solo dolo, if it's one here and there, he's not that. Draymond's a dirty player.
Yep.
But it absolutely should be called out, and the excuse he used afterwards was ridiculous. I gave him a respect burger. I think it was earlier this week or last week, just how he's battling through.
Yeah.
And I had all the respect in the world for that performance last night, 50 points. But, yeah, man, I didn't think the refs handled that the correct way. And, frankly, it would have changed the game. Would have probably changed the series. You throw Joel out, the Knicks are going up 3-0.
Yep.
You know, there's no question about that. So, anyway, back to the original question, where's this series going? I think initially when we first started and thought Joel's going to be, you know, relatively healthy before he hurts that knee on the rebound dunk attempt,
yep,
we said Sixers all the way through. And that threat to the Boston Celtics. How do we feel now? Are they getting back closer to that status? How do we feel with them down 2-1? Think they're going to win the series?
Yeah, I think the Knicks win the series. I don't really know if I can trust Joel Embiid over a 7-game series to stay healthy. Like, I'm not really willing to do that. They did their job, right? Philly hasn't really done anything that's not expected at this point. I mean, they were five and a half point favorites yesterday. I mean, this was kind of priced in. You know, you knew that. I mean, Philly's too good with Nick Nurse. They were going to win a game. They were going to make this series competitive. But can they really win a game in New York? Can they do that? I don't think so. Not a game five, not a game seven. I don't believe so.
They should have won game two.
They should have. That was their chance to me. That was your opportunity. You blew it. So now it's like, I don't believe you can do it. And game one was pretty competitive. They had the lead.
I was going to say, they've been in the series.
It's like, again, you keep hitting your head against the wall so many times, like, you start to wonder, can we not break through? Like, I don't know. And I don't see.
Well, this ain't Lakers-Denver here.
No, it's not. But I don't think of the 76ers as this psychologically strong team, you know? Like, they never have. They never have broken through. Like, every time they've been in a high-leverage situation. Now, granted, that was Doc, and that was a different team.
Doc and Ben and then Harden.
Yeah.
So there's other factors.
But Embiid was there through all of that.
Yes, but I mean, what are we seeing from him now? He's going to try to play through and be out there, and then last night giving you 50. Like, he's starting to be that guy you can depend on. I don't know how much more we can.
With Bell's palsy.
Pretty incredible.
I mean
it sounds like the whole side of his face is paralyzed.
I saw a lot of people, like, talking about it on Twitter the other day, even before it was, like, reported.
Yep.
Because, like, you know, you could tell the left side of his face was, like, not right, and they blamed it on the meds. They're like, he's shot up. And clearly, Bell's palsy may result from that. It may be but that's what he's dealing with. To have 50 points.
Says it affects his vision, too.
I have an aunt who has it, and it can come and go. It can actually leave you, too.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And I think in most cases it does.
Not extremely painful also if medicated, like for my aunt at least, like, but you'll see it sometime.
I'm just saying, to go down 0-2 like they did, to say in between you're still the better team and that you're going to win the series, and then to deliver 50 in a win.
Amen.
What more do you want?
I agree. No,
it's ridiculous.
He's a pro now. Yes. He's given it everything he's got. And last night, like we said, would probably be the case in Game 3. Back home in Philly, the role players played better. Oh, by the way, Cameron Payne. Memphian, 11 points off the bench, was one of
Dude,
those.
He's been great.
Was one of those role players that stepped up again, as you would expect. They're still not getting. I mean, is Buddy Hield just unplayable? He played 4 minutes last night. What happened with that trade? That's produced nothing.
Somebody took his powers, bro.
I mean, he used to be a knockdown 3-point shooter.
I think his jumper's got Bell's palsy, man. Because it's the left side of his hand is like not. Not working correctly.
Campaign was +9 off the bench, 3 or 4 from three. Had 11 points. Was one of those role players again that helped, helped you pull through in this game. Again, I would expect that again in Game 4. Role players going to play well. Josh Hart ain't going to keep shooting the way he's shooting.
Right.
And this thing's going to be tight going back to New York, John. I say Philly's got all the chance in the world.
Yes.
So long as Embiid can battle through this.
Exactly. But should be a fun series. That's definitely one of the most interesting ones. In case people don't know, Brad went 1-2 in his picks last night, which means another winning day for the audience. And this is going to be his biggest charge yet because he is going to have to pick. We even have a Sunday line out here, Jason.
So we're doing Sunday too?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 picks for Brad Carson.
Well, this is a chance to really separate yourself.
100%.
As the best.
Because, again, we won't be here tomorrow.
And the worst all at the same time.
We will not be here tomorrow.
But worst good in this sense. Fair. Again, it's working.
No, hey, just continue to be yourself, Brad. Continue to be yourself.
All I can do ever.
You're doing an incredible job. You know, it's not like you're trying to convince people that you're an NBA handicapper.
No, that's the beauty of it.
And one of the things I've always subscribed to in my career, be yourself.
Be yourself, man. Be yourself. So Brad's going to give us his plays on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So the eighth game is
76ers-Knicks, which you were just talking about.
Yeah.
I like the 76ers.
Somebody going to parlay every last one of them.
I like the Knicks to win the game in the series. Jason likes the 76ers to win the game in the series. So it's going to be hard for you to sort of sift through with the noise there in that one.
What did you get on a line on that other 76ers game?
All these are going to be on FanDuel. And we'll give you some time.
We don't want to tell you too much too early.
I at least want to know the game, you know?
We'll tell you the game.
You're right, the less research, and trust me, very low research here today.
We'll give you some time to pull up sort of the injury reports.
Road records.
Location.
Exactly. The markets.
Very bare minimal sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's fair.
The Clippers play in L.A., like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
So, there we go. These are the things I point out in those reports, too, as you guys know.
The sports books cower in fear when they hear this segment.
There's no doubt about it.
Because they know that everybody is going to fade what you're doing, and it's going to be a bad day.
It's interesting. My agent got a call from VSiN yesterday about this bit. It's been so successful.
As he should have.
Yeah.
All right, this is the most profitable thing going. Meta's guidance right now, they've been investing too much in AI.
Yep.
Google might have had an all-time high today, right?
Yeah.
But we're giving you an all-time high right here on 92.9. Right. With Brad's picks.
It's amazing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason has to correct the record on something.
I'd like to apologize to former American Idol runner-up Justin Guarin.
What's going on?
I had said that another runner-up, Clay Aitken, I believed was the sweet one, the little man, the little sweet man singing Dr. Pepper commercials. But I got my American Idol runners up mixed up, and it's actually Justin Guarini, who lost, as John tells me, to Kelly Clarkson. Aitken lost to Ruben Studdard. I want to be honest about something here. I'm going to pull back the curtain. The reason I make that mistake, because I never got into Idol. While the rest of the country was swept away, even in those early years, everyone was watching. The whole country was watching. Yeah, they were. It was a phenomenon early, those early years.
Yeah, I was at,
and we kept going back. We kept going back each year and watching.
Yeah.
I was not. I was not sucked in, and so that's why I don't have a very good history and Rolodex when it comes to these names and who won. I remember kind of who won, who lost, and it's mostly kind of doing it third person through the wife watching and everything else. But Justin Guarini, I want to apologize. I believe he's the nephew of Samuel Jackson. There is some cousin or something. Maybe I'm making that up.
An interesting connection.
I could be making that up too.
That's fine.
But that said, Guarini, as one of our listeners pointed out, is the sweet one, not Clay Aitken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got the record.
Thanks for doing that. It was very important.
I want to correct it when wrong.
Justin Guarini erasure. Now,
and he's about my age. Yep.
I watched American Idol the first couple of seasons.
Most people did.
Yeah, it spawned all the spinoffs that you see now. The Masked Singer,
Voice.
The Voice, the X Factor, the all the other America's Got Talent. I mean, it was
Guarini was the mixed cat.
But
Clay Aitken's full white.
But you had the Simon
Cowell,
Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson. Right, you had the three judges. You had
was
it all.
Paula the original.
Paula was on the original,
original judge.
Yeah,
she was great. I liked those three.
It was a really good mix, right? Because Simon was the a hole. Mm. Paula was overwhelmingly like she loved everybody, and then Randy was like, dog,
yeah, cats,
dog, love you, man.
He's still
love you, dog. Mm-hmm.
He's
Randy just kind of brought that. He brought that that fun to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know how much fun it was.
It was good. I mean,
he brought something.
Randy Jackson was like the guy who, if you had like a tough, he would kind of come at you like a, I'm not mad at you. I'm disappointed. Like that. That's kind of how he would kind of handle it. If you had a bad
more tough love.
Simon was like, that was quite frankly the worst.
Yeah, he just ripped you apart.
And Paula was like, "Oh my gosh, that was just I
cried."
And she
would build you back up.
That's how I remember it. At least I remember Kelly Clarkson. I remember Ruben Studdard and Clay Aitken. I remember which ended racism. I remember Daughtry not winning.
Yeah,
that's what I remember.
That was the year that what's her name for the country star won, right?
I honestly couldn't even tell you who won that year. But Daughtry, it was very controversial because Daughtry's gone on to like great commercial success, even though he didn't win the American Idol. Do you remember Daughtry?
No.
Yeah.
I'm coming home to the place where.
Stop.
Dude,
all you had to say, do I remember?
But he lost to the massive country star that I can't think of. Because now that sounds ridiculous that I'm saying it that way. But
yeah, she's that massive.
No,
if we don't remember her name.
No, like the biggest. What?
With the legs, Carrie Underwood.
Thank you.
Oh, she won. Okay.
Yeah, like that was an obvious loss.
But he got eliminated early though. That like he didn't make the final two. I don't believe.
He sounded too much like Live. Like he was very pigeon typed. They really put him in a hole sort of with his type of music. They had him performing with Live. Remember they used to do the guest appearances with the band members, and they had Aretha Franklin come out and sing and kind of deal.
Who was the dude that thought he was like the White Prince? He had the eyeliner and the long fingernails. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
I do vaguely.
Adam or something.
Yeah, that he went.
Oh, he won. Adam, yeah, he won. Adam Lambert.
He went on to be with Queen. Queen used him on tour, like, and stuff.
White Prince.
Yeah.
He won. Fantasia. Don't forget Fantasia. She won.
Adam Lambert was amazing. Little strange, but amazing cat.
He was.
I remember
his first name.
There were only a few winners of that.
And then Jennifer.
Jennifer Hudson.
Who's had a monster career.
Huge.
She won?
She's a superstar.
I don't believe she won.
No, I don't think she won.
But my point is that she capitalized off that thing.
Superstar.
Yeah, like
Dreamgirls.
Yes.
Didn't we have some people from Memphis? Didn't we have like Alexis Grace?
Yeah,
like,
she was on there.
We had on the show.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we had a few.
Yep. I did a radio show at that 2 years in a row when I was on The Buzz, and we were down there. I was there for the Kelly Clarkson, or for the year after Kelly Clarkson was, that was the Carrie Underwood year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should always have somebody from Memphis there, man, because we can sing.
I know.
Has Big Luther Powers been on there?
Who?
Big Luther Powers.
No.
Remember him.
It looks like we had Trenice. Somebody named Trenice. We had Alexis Grace and Lil Rounds.
Oh, I remember Lil Rounds.
Lil Rounds, yeah.
That's coming back. Seeing those stories on Fox 13 and everything. Yeah. We were rooting for Lil Rounds.
Yeah, so here are
what happened to her?
All right, so I'm gonna go through the American Idol winners. You tell me if you recognize them. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, she's got her own show now.
Reuben Studdard.
Yep.
Fantasia.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Yes. We were producing stars early.
Taylor Hicks.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the name.
Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks.
She's a mixed girl.
David Cook.
Maybe. No.
I know him.
Chris Allen.
No. A country music singer?
I think he is.
Okay, well, that's a guess.
Lee D. Wise.
No. I'm out by here. I'm not even
now
listening anymore.
Yeah, then it goes Scotty McCreary.
No, where's Adam? Where's
He's
Adam Lambert?
He's on country radio.
Where's Lambert?
I guess Adam Lambert didn't win.
Lambert has had a hell of a career, though, going on tour with Queen. And,
that's what I'm saying. Many of the runner-ups have had the runners-up have had the better career.
You're exactly right, Jason. Yeah.
Now, because, I mean, it's all the same, right? Because you get the exposure, and people are watching that show.
Jennifer Hudson would be one of those. She didn't win.
Right.
But her career has been massive.
Jennifer Hudson didn't win.
Jennifer Hudson might be one of the more famous. I mean, she's got a TV show now, for God's sakes.
Yep.
But you're saying Carrie Underwood won.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood
did win.
She beat Daughtry. And she's
And people were
monster.
Pissed about it in the moment. Don't mistake what's happened in her career the last 20 years. Like, it was like, what is this?
Carrie Underwood beat Bo Bice.
Oh, I thought it was the Daughtry year.
No, Daughtry was...
Who beat him?
Daughtry, I don't know. Let me see. Who was Daughtry? Daughtry would have been... I think
2006 was the year.
Taylor Hicks, was that the Taylor Hicks year?
Let's see, who did he lose to?
Yeah, it looks like he wasn't the runner up. Daughtry was voted out in fourth.
Kodak Theater 2006.
So,
Catherine McPhee.
Yeah, she was the runner up. That's who beat him out. But she
Catherine McPhee, who married David Foster, believe it or not, old David Foster married Catherine McPhee.
Yeah, American Idol. It had a good. You know, I don't know, 6-7 year run where people like cared about it, and now I don't even know if it airs. I think it does still air.
It's still on.
Lionel Richie and Katy Perry were kind of bringing it back a little bit, but yeah, like it's different now. The world has changed now. You know, you don't have to go to American Idol to be discovered.
Put it online, bro.
Put it on TikTok.
Lionel's face changes every night too.
Yeah,
all that surgery.
Yeah, Lionel.
It's scary.
It gets a little. It's tight.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm glad you apologized to Justin Guarini, who I think...
Again, I doubt he's listening.
I think he actually is listening. I think he is.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, he had a little bit of, like he had a movie run. He did some TV.
Justin Guarini.
Yeah, from Justin to
Mixed
Kelly.
Mixed dude.
Songs. I don't remember
his music. You ain't going to find no songs. I mean, you ain't going to find no songs.
There's some from Idol on here.
Yeah. Some covers, but his musical career never quite took off.
Not much there.
He did have a brief run.
Bro, he's getting paid as the Swede one. His career's doing great.
He found it. That's
Dr. Pepper paid the hell out of him.
We all have our calling, and that seems to be his. You know,
but the Swede one.
The Swede one.
There it is.
Yeah,
you sound like him.
Hey, welcome back to American Idol. We're live.
Man, this
What's
is like
name,
a
love? Brianna. Brianna, what is this saying?
Way down
Justin,
memory lane.
Take your bonbon.
Hey, this is TVG. What's a bonbon?
When word got around Philly that their boy was killing
we haven't even talked about the greatest success story that came out of American Idol.
What's that?
It's Ryan Seacrest.
Did American Idol make him?
Seacrest was pretty big before it. He was a star on Los Angeles radio.
But
he was on Kiss
FM.
But
it started as a two-host show.
Yeah, and they let the other dudes
go. Some scrub that got left at that time was one of the... kind of, I mean, it felt like he was the go-to guy and Ryan was sort of the side guy. I'm with you, Ryan Arnett.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.